Her Maftego was out, possibly because of me. And Prentice of New Jersey, the Kaidam, was in. He and Finley interrogated me in the master's suite a good many times. There was no physical torture. I guess they still reckoned me too important to chance spoiling me, but there was a lot of discomfort and plenty of mind games. They also made it clear that if I tried to run again, my Connecticut friends would be put to death. I said, "Don't you boys get it? If I keep doing my job, they're going out anyway. Everybody's going out, with the possible exception of the one you call the Crimson King." Prentice steepled his fingers in the annoying way he has and said, "That may be or may not be true, Si, but if it is, we won't suffer when we go out, as you put it. Little Bobby and little Carol, on the other hand, not to mention Carol's mother and Bobby's friend, Sully John, he didn't have to finish. I still wonder if they knew how terribly frightened they'd made me with that threat against my young friends, and how terribly angry. All their questions came down to two things they really wanted to know. Why had I run, and who helped me do it? I could have fallen back on the old name, rank, serial number routine, but decided to chance being a bit more expansive. I'd wanted to run, I said, because I'd gotten a glimmering from some of the Cantoy guards about what we were really doing, and I didn't like the idea.